Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
One of the many things I firmly, firmly, firmly believe in, that anybody who learns the skill sets of a millionaire can become a millionaire. When I say anybody, I literally mean generally anybody. I didn't come from a rich family. My dad worked at a 99-cent store for 15 years. My parents got a divorce. My mother had to go back to Iran because she ran out of money. I'm a welfare child. I joined the army. I had a 1.8 GPA. I'm the last person in our high school. You ask any one of my high school buddies, will tell you I'm the last person anybody would have ever expected to become successful. But because I one event, father having a heart attack, going into the hospital, seeing him lose 40 pounds, one event made me completely change this guy. And not temporary change. A lot of people change temporarily. I'm going to get into my message here. I'm talking permanent change. I know a lot of people that will work hard for 90 days and then they go back to the bad habits. They'll exercise for 90 days. Then they go back to the bad habits. They'll keep a good diet for 90 days. They'll go back to the bad habits. They'll read books for 90 days. I'm talking permanent obsession change that is going to last with you for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. That's what it's going to take to be able to make the kind of money that millionaires make. The money's out there. The money circulates. It doesn't stay in a place. Number one skill set that generally millionaires master is persuasion. Persuasion to me is on many different fronts. One, they have to persuade their family that I'm gonna go become an entrepreneur, please support me. They have to persuade their wife if they're married, their husband if they're married. They have to persuade their kids, parents, peers. They have to persuade investors. They have to persuade an employee to want to come work with them when they're small. They have to persuade a group of salespeople to want to come and sell their product. They have to persuade people on why their product is a special product. They have to persuade why their industry is a special industry and what type of an impact that's made in your life. You got to learn how to persuade people. You got to learn how to persuade when they're selling a customer, when your product may not yet be at the level you want it to be. You need to learn how to persuade investors on why they ought to invest into your company. You need to persuade executives and talent who are with established companies. Why should they consider even working with something like you, working with an entrepreneur like you who is maybe not established yet? Maybe you're not there yet. You know, you got to learn how to persuade your competitors, persuade your partners, persuade your vendors, persuade your carriers, persuade. There's a lot of persuasion that you got to do. By the way, you also, you got to learn to persuade yourself as well. You got to psych yourself out to get into the mode of wanting to get to work on a daily basis, especially those days that you know it's not an exciting day. You got to persuade yourself. Persuasion is one of their skill sets. You got to persuade when you learn how to negotiate. Negotiation is a form of persuasion. Learning how to sell. If you don't know how to sell, kiss entrepreneurship goodbye, because selling is a form of persuasion. Negotiation is a form of persuasion. Speaking from stage is a form of persuasion. Not everybody speaks the same style, but you know, everything there is persuasion. Number two, let me tell you one thing that, you know, most millionaires master is reading people. Reading people. And I'll tell you what I mean by reading people, okay? The reason why reading people, millionaires end up generally becoming good at reading people is because they've been ripped off, backstabbed, lied to, cheated so many times that there are a lot of signals that they see a trend and saying, this person's like that, reminds me of this person. You got to learn how to read people. You got to learn how to read a customer. You got to learn how to read an employee. Sometimes I get surprised how some people who are pretty successful, they're making $120,000, $300,000 a year, how easily they fall for the trap of somebody who's full of it. Like, how do you not read that sometimes, right? You got to learn how to read it. Sharing the wealth. Hang tight. This is not a hokey, corny type of thing. I'll explain to you what I mean by sharing the wealth. The people that I've met who have created lots of wealth. I live in a nice community, and you know, I go to the guy across the street. He's a guy who was part of a technology software company. He was one of the many guys that became very wealthy when this company was bought out. I go to the guy on the other side, lives in a $6.5 million house. They built, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 different dealerships. Berkshire Hathaway came and bought them. They won the biggest dealership here in town in Dallas and Texas. They bought him out. He was one of the many people who all experienced a lot of wealth, and they made lots of money. I go and sit down with people who were part of startups, and you hear stories of so many people. You look at Microsoft on why they kept growing. Apple, when they kept growing. When Steve Jobs died, most people don't know this, he only owned 0.6% of Apple stock. Think about it. The CEO, the founder, only ended up owning 0.6% of stock. Now, some people say, well, it's because he left, he went to next, and he sold another. Okay, I get it. Still, 0.6%. Microsoft, Bill Gates. So many people became wealthy with Microsoft. So many people became wealthy with Amazon. So many people become wealthy. Anything that's ever at the highest scale, wealth has to be created by multiple people. Leverage, it's very critical. Leverage. Millionaires master leverage. And I think one of the reasons why they understand leverage is the sooner you learn that in order to do anything big you need a team, is the sooner you'll start scaling at a very fast pace. You know, especially a lot of the driven, self-motivated guys that had high GPAs or did very good in school and they had good grades and they were always good at doing the homework right, and nobody does it better than me, I'm a perfectionist, they typically have the hardest time. The guys that didn't have the best grades and they were kind of played a little bit of sports, they generally don't have a hard time with this. You know why? Because they've always needed help. So you got to learn how to delegate. What do you delegate? What do you not delegate? How do you manage and study a certain thing that you're delegating to somebody to see if they can fully come through with it? Crowdsourcing. One of my favorite questions to ask our staff, or it doesn't matter who it is, I love to ask, what do you think? What do you think about this? What do you think about this idea? What do you think about that? What do you think about this? What are your thoughts? And I like to ask every different type of personality, somebody who is very skeptical but very technical and smart, somebody who is action excited, tell me what gets you excited about this, somebody who's normally in the middle and you don't get a lot of reaction. I want to see y'all because I want to know what they think about it. Number five, this is a skill set they master. Let me tell you, recruiting. Let me explain. You recruit a media platform to want to build you up. You recruit talent. You recruit executives. You recruit the best salespeople. You recruit people who are friends that want to go into business with you. You recruit solid, high identity associations. You recruit good friends. You recruit, you know, other people who are extremely successful that also want to associate with you. You recruit them. That's not to sell them anything. That's to sit down and talk, and you're learning from one another. You recruit a board. You recruit an advisory board. You recruit the best mentors. Millionaires are great at recruiting the best mentors, partners, investors. They're incredible at networking. They're incredible at connecting. They're incredible at doing any of those things because recruiting to them, they know I am one executive away from scaling my business and doubling my revenues. If there are any areas here that you want to say, man, I want to get better at that as well, you go seek finding out on what you need to do by being resourceful and finding out how can I become better in this area. And eventually, you'll become better in those skill sets as well. But this is going to take effort. This is not one video that's going to change everything for you. I'm so excited. I'm going to go do it. No. Plan of action on improving these areas.